Welcome to the Agile Wire, brought to you by Wisconsin Agility.
And we're recording. All right, kick us off, Jeff.
All right, we are running a new experiment here on the Agile Wire. So we're going to give you a little behind the music. So Chad Beyer, you know, my new co-host, has done these different Agile parody songs. He's kind of the Weird Al Ink Yankovic in the Agile community these days. And we want to talk about why he created these songs, what's the background story on it, give you a little bit of that, play the song, and then give you a little post-interview on it, and try some quick episodes here all around Chad's songs. All right, Chad, so the first song we have that we're going to talk about is Best Sprint with My Scrum Team. It's a parody of Mary Jane's Last Dance by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. So tell me about this song. Like, why this song? Why these lyrics? How did this come to be?
Most of the songs I write, I guess, are sort of based on a lot of my experiences shifting from very traditional waterfall environment early on in my career and then discovering things like Scrum and Agile along the way. So, I mean, the opening line of the song really says a lot of that, right? The opening line is, I grew up in a waterfall org. It takes you through sort of a transformation, I guess, without calling it that. Of doing things traditionally, not finding the results that you're after, you know, living with all the pain inside those organizations, and then discovering Scrum and seeing how, you know, seeing the impact it can make.
Yeah, and one thing I like about the song is there's definitely an arc to it, right? Like it's starts off where it's kind of rough for the team, and then things they start to improve and they start to figure things out. And I know, Chad, that's not originally how the song started when you first wrote the lyrics. So maybe like what were you thinking? What were the first lyrics like and why did you change them?
You know, a song is never really done. Like back to relating this to Scrum and the definition of done, like there is no done for a song. You just at some point you record it. And then whether you continue to perform it live or record it again, like it can change into the future, but you kind of have to commit to it. Just like when a comedian puts out a Netflix special, like those jokes are locked in now for the world to see, and they kind of have to move on to write new jokes. So,
all right. So let's talk about the music, Chad, on this one. Let's pivot to that. So a lot of people don't know that you do all the music behind this. Like you're not just going getting some, you know, cuts. You're pretty much creating it all on your own.
I mean, within limits. So yes, I'm creating everything. I'm not like going out and buying a audio track and then just singing the lyrics. So if there's guitar, I'm almost always, I'm playing the guitar. For this particular song, I've played the harmonica just like really, really briefly in my life. So I actually took like, I think it took me like two and a half weeks to learn the harmonica part on this because I didn't really know what I was doing with harmonicas. So I usually cheat on the drums and the bass and things like that. I'm still creating it, but I'm creating it electronically. I'm not actually recording live acoustic drums, although I do have acoustic drums in my house now and I'm learning the drums. So I don't know. We'll see. Maybe in the future I'll be able to record everything, work my way up to that. That's awesome. But yeah, piano and guitar, that's always going to be me playing it.
All right, so let's like watch this video now. Let's get, you know, it's been a little bit since we've watched it because this one's been out for a while. And maybe we'll come back and we'll talk about a couple of our thoughts after we do that. So enjoy.
I grew up in a waterfall org, had an agile mindset. Project schedule tight, had my project team working day and night. Well, I took a course to learn something about a framework called Scrum I'd never seen. I wasn't convinced, so we just started sprinting, put our work up on the wall and kept inspecting notes. Post-it notes. First sprint with my scrum team. We just keep on iterating. having a demo isn't fun. Attending all events and inspecting, but I still don't have a cross-functional team. Oh my, my, oh Scrum, yes, you help with my agile process. Buy me a book, sing me a song, teach me real Scrum, cause I think I'm doing it wrong. Best friend with my Scrum team, we're continuously improving. Releasing all our increments and removing our impediments. So
what are your thoughts after rewatching that video?
I don't know. I forgot. Like, that was a while ago. That was just over 2 years ago. But it was a fun one. I really enjoyed it. You know, I always try to change my voice to sound somewhat close to the original artist. And so that was something I was trying to do, right? Give it a little Tom Petty feel.
Yeah, and I think you do a pretty darn good job of that. Like, if you look through all the different videos, like, your voice sounds very different. It's still you, but it's like you're really embracing the artist. So I definitely see that as I look through the different videos.
I also realize, you know, the videos I've been putting out lately, right? They're shorts. Mm-hmm. And they're like less than a minute of your time. And even though this is still only 2 minutes and 44 seconds long, it feels like it takes a long time to watch it. And I feel like a lot of people, like with the YouTube channel, they probably like, they start it and then I feel like they click away, right? The stats even show that. So I don't know, that's interesting. Like a full song, it takes a lot of work to like put one of these out. And I feel like people, they just want to see the TikTok version, like, you know, the quick hit.
Yeah. The instant gratification we're used to. You know, it is something to think about, you know, like, I don't know, for people that really care and they like the lyrics, it could be something to even open up a retro with, or something to use as a learning tool. Like, I guess what I see in it, and we see this all the time, is that there's an arc there. And we see that arc with teams when they start using Scrum all the time. It's like they're trying to do some things. And then somewhere between sprint 6 and sprint 10, like things really start clicking. And like they start really getting the value out of the framework. And you know, something changes. And so I feel that in that song and I hear it, you know, because we've seen that so many times.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I mean, that is our experience with almost every team we've ever encountered, right? We always talk about that magic that happens somewhere between sprint 5 and 10. It's like you're introduced to Scrum. 1 through 5 is like it's going through the motions. You're just trying to run through sprints. But then after a while, the improvements start to kick in and you really start to make outcomes and impact. So like verse 2 is talking about like having nothing to demo isn't fun. Yeah, it's not, yeah, right? Like sucks. When teams struggle to get to done early on, it's really painful. And a lot of times it's because you don't have a cross-functional team. You're riddled with all these dependencies. But then when you get to the final verse, it's like, you know, the final chorus, right? Best sprint with my Scrum team. We're continuously improving, releasing all of our increments and removing our impediments. Like it's Scrum working for them. So I don't know. Yeah, it is a nice kind of like lyrical success story, I guess, for a Scrum team. And we see that again, like we see so many teams go through that. And I think it just, you have to stick with it. And then of course it always helps to have someone, you know, by your side reminding you like, these are the toughest days, right? The first 1 to 5 sprints, 5 to 10, that's not to say that everything is solved after that,
but for at least any, you know, new works, team, you've proven it to yourself. You've seen the value come out of it. So
yeah.
There's a little less faith you have to have in the framework. Another lyric I really like is "Buy me a book, sing me a song, teach me real Scrum, because I think I'm doing it wrong." Right? Because like we see that all the time, where teams are like, "Yeah, we do Scrum," and you're like, "Well, what does that mean for you?" And you're like, "Yeah, we do daily Scrums. Like we get together for 15 minutes every day." And I'm like, "Oh, so what else? Do you have a planning meeting? No, we really don't do that." Do you release often? No, we don't really do that. Do you get it done often? No, we really don't do that. Do you have a review? No. Retro? No. No. Do you refine work? No, not really. I mean, we kind of do these big requirements meetings and they get handed off to us. So it's like, oh, so you've taken one little piece of the framework and you think you're doing Scrum. And so I think that's a very normal progression, or certain pieces you pick and choose, you know, like we don't have this part of it. And so there's a lot of teams out there, and if they do the whole thing for a little while, maybe after that five or so sprints that we were talking about, they really start feeling the value, like this song kind of portrays.
I like that lyric too. It makes me laugh. I guess I do try to put as much humor into the lyrics as possible, because you got to laugh about this stuff, right? Like, changing anything within an organization, the larger it is too, you have to just have a sense of humor at some point too, and just be like, yeah, these are the struggles, you know?
Yeah. I like the humor in the middle where you're like post-it notes and like you get into that part. And it's just like, I had this image in my head of like the, you know, the scrum master or the agile coach kind of walking around with their bucket of post-it notes or their backpack of post-it notes and markers and pens. And I don't know, just maybe the stereotype that's out there, and you just kind of poke fun at it, you know?
Yeah. So what do you think?
I think this is good. This is like about what we were after, right? Kind of a mini episode here. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's just an experiment. We want your feedback so that we can hear about what you think about these episodes. Should we do more of them? Should we do less of them? You know, we're okay with killing experiments too.
We'll see. Maybe this will be entertaining. Maybe this will be a different version of the podcast that people can consume, you know, instead of the hour-long conversation with a guest. So we're all about experiments. So here we go. Buckle up.
If you found value in today's episode, share this with a friend. Until next time, get agile and stay agile.